with an urgent and horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now, this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
Well, Travis Kelce obviously had his issue with Andy Reid, pushing Andy Reid, and it had a lot of people fired up on social media. Kelce said it was a love tap, and that he was just saying how much he loved Andy Reid. Reid made light of it as well, and all seems to be fine. I ranted about this enough. You know my take. Go win. It's about winning Super Bowls. And if you're a GOAT in your position, I'm going to put up with a little bit extra. I'm okay with it. I might be furious and die a little on the inside, but at the end of the day, Angel Andy Reid, nobody's talking bad about Andy Reid. Nobody's saying he's a pushover. Nobody is. He's got three Super Bowls now. He's one of the winningest coaches now. So I think Andy Reid swallowing his pride, actually a pretty manly thing that he did. Was it right that Kelce pushed him? No. But you got a Super Bowl to win. You sort out the rest later. On that note, Reid and Kelce. So does this kill Tanner Schwentz's big old prediction that Bill Belichick would be the Chiefs' next head coach? Andy Reid and Travis Kelce have both at least said for now that they're planning on returning. Now, they didn't say it like, breaking news, I am coming back. Kelce said, I want that three-peat. And then Andy Reid said he'd be at training camp. So things can happen, but it sounds like at least for now, they're coming back.
I mean, I heard Michael Malone say Bruce B was coming back. I heard Nick Saban say I'm going to coach for another 5 years.
Yeah, so. The Malone thing.
Sometimes you wake up and you're like, I'm good.
Here's what I'm going to say. Don't do what John Elway did. You had a chance to three-peat. He went out. Maybe he went out on his own terms. He didn't let the game take him out. But a lot of people believe that if he would have stayed one more year, they could have went and did it. Nobody's done it. Go for history if you're Reid and if you're Kelce. Or maybe that he's so mad that Kelce pushed him, he's going to take his ball and go home. I'm done.
My cheeseburger in peace.
Yeah, ESPN hooked him up with some burgers. By the way, I'm watching the contrast of the postgame. I'm watching ESPN's postgame with Berman and Booger.
He's bad.
And then I'm watching the other guys. I know it's Maurice Jones-Drew. I can't think of the other ones. But it's just smooth. It's smooth. Berman is just, like, the questions are, seriously, it's Chris Farley in that skit in Saturday Night Live. Remember when they said you died? That was a hoax, right? Like, that was Berman and Booger's interview, man.
What did you think of, because he got roasted on social media for this, J.J. Watt's hair.
Oh, my.
Was that a style that you pulled off in the early 2000s?
almost my style. I didn't gel the sides as much. He gelled. That was his mistake. Leave the sides down, spike up the top, and we're not talking.
Halfway on the frosted tips.
But you gotta just
do like 10 hairs.
You gotta love his response though on Twitter. Like, you gotta love it. Him tweeting out, do you ever wonder when you get a new hairstyle if anyone notices? They notice.
Well, it's like JJ Watt has to go to prom in 2002.
Yeah, it was good. Hey, if you can have fun with it, then you're gonna get more respect. But I'll admit, I'm like,
I noticed that more than just him talking.
Well, there's just something different about... Now, you see different haircuts. Like, Tim Tebow has a high and tight fade, man. It's like halfway down his top of his head, you know, that fade or that line starts.
Ocean wave there.
But it you don't think much of it. It just looks sharp, and maybe it looks different, whatever. But most guys, they have unique hairstyles, and you just kind of move on with your life. Oh, come on. The Cut My Life Into Pieces, dude. The song.
Oh.
Papa Roach.
Ah.
Now, he looked like Papa Roach, man. And I'm like, you know, I'm a spiky-haired kind of guy for the most part. When I go short, it's kind of spiky. But the sides, I don't really mess with the sides much. And that's where he got in trouble. That's what got him in trouble, man.
Oh, that's rough.
That was good. Why couldn't John Elway have said no to this? So he was, he presented the Lombardi Trophy. He was an honorary captain in this game. Now, it would have been cool for Elway had the Niners won, and he could have handed it, although that might have been weird, too. Hey, Kyle, here's that Super Bowl that you could have brought us, but I didn't hire you, Joe Ellis and whatever. But instead, he had to hand it to the Chiefs. If I'm Elway, and the Raiders, the Chiefs, and the Chargers are in the Super Bowl, I'm going to say, is there any way I can pass, because I care more about Broncos country than this? Or is it such an honorable ask that they ask you to do that you don't disgrace the NFL, you know, powers that be and say no to that? I mean, it's easy for us to say, John, don't do that. But man, Broncos country, I took screenshots of it, and not that I want to keep these on my phone for long, but it just reminds me how dark things can get.
Yeah, so they don't often do the handoff.
Do you think they made it as a joke to John? Let's mess with him.
It was Larry Zonka who handed it to John Elway. Last year, it was Vince Wilfork who handed it to Emmett Smith, who handed it to Joe Namath. Another year was Darryl Green, Willie McGinnis, Terrell Davis, Kurt Warner. Or Terrell Davis handed it to Namath, who handed it to Lynn Swann. Kurt Warner by himself, Marcus Allen by himself, Richard Dent by himself. So it's kind of, if you want to do it on your own, you can. Or if you want to hand it off to somebody, you can also, I guess, pick somebody. Or...
I say, new rule in the NFL. You can't, like, when do you think they come up with their captains, their honorary captains?
I'd imagine they have to have it in place for a while, a month or two.
Oh, really?
Say, hey, make sure you can be in Vegas.
Yeah, that's true.
You
got to have that planned out.
We got to run through a rehearsal of it. Like,
man, I would. You want to be careful because this isn't good. And I'm being serious on this. I'm not. There's a lot of things that I say, like, you know, Pat Bowlen's old phrase: "Never root for a division." Okay, I can get past that because I'm picking logically on this show. My oath to my listeners is that I'm going to try to give you my honest feeling on a pick, not going to go with the heart. But this one really bothers me. John Elway smiling, because he had to. It was the most awkward, like, please, just someone hit me in the face as hard as you can. But I have to walk through, and I have to hold this trophy so that you can all touch it. I'm holding it for you. I'm using my energy to hold this trophy and walk so you guys can touch it and take selfies and pictures of it. And then I got to bring it to the stage, and I got to walk up the stage, and I got to stand there with you with this trophy, and I got to give it to the coach pusher, to the hamburger eater, to the Kermit the Frog sound alike. I got to give it to those guys. Like, I'm giving the Chiefs bad respect, man. They're a dynasty. It's legit. Mahomes is close. He's already, like, really close to the GOAT status. But this takes the cake. I'm not happy about this. Sean Payton, I hope you don't think about this and go, it's not my hump to get over. This is your hump to get over, bro. Our GOAT is John Elway. And he was disgraced doing this. And all of us as Broncos fans were disgraced in this situation. So, Sean Payton, this is your hump. Figure it out. And it's the biggest hump in the world now. That sounded weird, but it is. This was supposed to be the year the Chiefs struggled, and here they are. And they did struggle, and here they are. And now our boy, John Elway, has to hand them the trophy. Ugh. Just sickening.
I can feel the pain from Broncos fans in this. I know Micah was upset about it, I'm sure.
I'm watching last night, and as I'm watching it, I'm just like, John Elway's there. Why is he? They're making him deliver the that's, and Chiefs fans love this. They're like, there's nothing better.
Goodell or somebody.
Yeah, get Goodell to do it, man. Get Taylor Swift to do it.
Get the guy that polishes the trophy with his white gloves to do it.
This is awful. Just terrible. Yeah, get the Stanley Cup guys to do it, yeah. Man. Everybody loves those dudes. Don't make John Elway. Now, anybody else, any other team outside of your rivals, that's fine. And I know they have to make plans ahead of time, but you should be able to look and go, Chiefs might have a shot here. So, John, are you now, if they asked him if you're comfortable with it, if it's the Chiefs, and he still said yes, then that's on John.
Do you think they were kind of hoping the 49ers would win it? So it's, hey, it's Elway giving it to Shanahan and McCaffrey.
That also would have been jacked up. Because, Kyle, you were in my office like 3 years ago, man. You know, and I said, I'd call you back. Here's your Super Bowl trophy. You know?
I mean, that was my initial thought, was maybe they wanted the Niners to win and it wouldn't have been as awkward.
Yeah. But it still would have had its weird strangeness. Mm-hmm. Kyle, you know, I wanted you and then I wanted your dad back, but... Yeah, what are you going to do?
Together.
What are you going to do? What if that would have happened? San Francisco wins. Elway leans in to hand the trophy, whispers into Kyle's ear, this should have been us.
This could have been us.
This could have been us, Kyle. You've seen my house. It's freaking awesome. Beginner's luck. They should only allow as many Lombardi handoffs as average on a normal NFL play.
Like yards per play? Or
I don't know.
Just do a chain of Hall of Famers down the field. Here you go.
Yep. Here you go. It should just be Roger Goodell. This is just, I don't like it.
You could just have it on the stage already and just,
yeah.
Here's the trophy.
Have that thing on the stage, ready to go. We don't need our, the worst thing is don't dare Broncos fans go to the Chiefs' social media or anything on their sites about this.
Did it make you feel better that Coach Eric Taylor gave you guys a commercial? For United Airlines.
Does that mean we're winning the Super Bowl next year?
I don't know what it means. Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose. So.
Well, Bud Light had an ad and...
Peyton Manning was in it.
And there was a guy with a Peyton Manning jersey in it. So Broncos had some representation.
Would have been weird if Peyton Manning was handing the trophy off?
Yeah, that still would have sucked. I think Manning would have said no. Like, here's the thing.
Hey, you want to be, this is your initiation to the fraternity. You got to go humiliate yourself in front of your rival.
You lost a bet. Maybe he lost a bet.
That's possible.
Maybe he bet that Russ would work out, and then all of his buddies in the NFL are like, no way, man. Tell you what, if Russ doesn't even make it into year three of this deal, then you gotta deliver the Super Bowl trophy to the Chiefs, man. You know, you got to do that. Okay, what do I get? We'll never know because Russ is not going to make it. Or is he? Is it changing? Eastside Chris says, I want to read this first one. I can't believe someone with Shanahan's genes didn't have all the bases covered. Wonder what Mike thought or knew about the rules. Mike was there. Eastside Chris says, did he say, this one's for Pat?
That would make sense. Although he doesn't like
good.
To be called Pat.
That was a good one by you, Eastside Chris. That was good and sad and depressing.
Tony Romo do it. Was he down there normally, like, hugging players?
Romo's down there hugging.
I thought that was weird.
I thought the broadcast was okay, though. I don't know, Jim.
I don't think I heard it. I wasn't listening.
Because you had a bunch of people around you.
Yeah, and we were all... I was just walked into the game. And,
yeah. It was rough. And again, if
there's some weird stuff with Tony Romo, like he may not be back next year with CBS.
Does Greg Olson
going on about
take his job?
Maybe his job is gone.
I like Greg Olson a lot.
I do.
All right, I got questions on the commercials. Let's get into that. Also, my poll question today was honestly just to get a good vibe going because we do have two good teams in the area that are, you know, as far as our pros go. So my poll question is, what's more likely? What's going to happen first? The Broncos win their fourth Super Bowl? The Nuggets win their second title? The Avs win their fourth Stanley Cup? Or, to be fair, the Rockies to just make the playoffs for the sixth time? Yeah, what's going to happen first? We'll be right back.
Stay up to speed with the Rams with the Isaiah Stevens Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Kristen Mateo, your UNC women's basketball coach, and you are listening to the whole show, 1310 KFKA.
I can't figure it out why I'm so...
Usher with the halftime show. The audio was a little weird, I thought, you know, and again, I'm the last guy to judge the halftime shows, you know, my stance on it. But, you know, there was some singing and there was some dancing and there were some guys taking the shirts off. Usher removed his upper garment, I suppose, from his body, and the crowd liked that. Mm-hmm. Thought, what'd you think of it?
I really liked it.
Yeah.
I was watching this with a group of 25, mid-20-year-olds, so we were all jamming and dancing. Ludacris got a big yell out of me. We were all kind of like hoping that Justin Bieber would come out at some point because they did a song together and Usher kind of helped him with his rise. We were kind of hoping for that, but, you know, it was good. Nice throwback music and dancing and fun times.
Did you notice Alicia Keys, like, her first note, she was off key? Like, that was, and that, listen, that's a tough gig. I mean, a lot of people, new audiences, trying to impress a lot of different people.
Well, and the fact that she's married and
yeah,
they're all lovey-dovey on each other.
They were like, yeah. I mean, it was weird for me, but yeah, you know.
Oh, the roller skates was...
I wasn't going to do a tweet of like, hey, this sucks. You know, I'm trying not to be grumpy grandpa all the time because I know it wasn't for me, but maybe somebody out there.
I mean, I was entertained, you know, bobbing my head in the seat. And
yeah.
We're all singing along to the song. So, yeah.
It's good. You know, it's okay. And that's good.
He's got moves for 40-something-year-old.
Yeah, he looks like the exact same. He looks just like he did in the 90s, man. Like, must be nice. Sean Payton. Sean Payton was doing the rounds, man. He was making the rounds over the Super Bowl week, and he said a lot of things. He was on with Jim Rome. How are you? Is that good? He was on with Jim Rome. Several shows, though. And on the Rome show, he talked about what he's potentially looking for and the fact that he hasn't even looked at college quarterbacks yet. In fact, today, according to him, was going to be the first time they really dive in on that. And just a little bit on Russ and the future and what he's looking for ultimately in guys that can fit his offense. Here's Sean Payton on Jim Rome.
So, Sean, what are you doing at quarterback? What's going to happen with Russ? Can you see him starting for you next year?
That's a possibility. We said it after the year, and there are a lot of skeptics that are like, oh, you're crazy. You didn't play the last 2 weeks, and I understand that. We needed a spark offensively. We weren't scoring. Here's what I know, all right? There's already been all these reports relative to the draft. We don't start looking at the college players, the coaches, till Monday. Hmm. All right? So I couldn't tell you the jersey number of some of these top quarterbacks that I know are going to get drafted early in this draft. So Monday begins the college, we call it the front board meetings. In the meantime, we're looking at free agency. We're looking at the players that are going to be available on other teams. But this puzzle, if you will, with the board flipped and flipped back upside down, and you factor in salary cap, how much money, where are your draft picks, the spots that we consider musts, like musts, quarterback's a must, all right, and that's to include, is Russell a part of that or not? And as soon as we know those answers, then he'll know it, and we'll move forward. But there'd be no other reason why for us to hold off on a decision like that until we gather the information on this draft class. In other words, the train tells us there's six quarterbacks, and well, who says? Who says?
Right.
In other words, you and I both know there might be one.
Right.
So
who knows who says?
Who says, and I don't believe him.
Okay, fair. Completely fair. So let me ask you this then. We don't know who, we don't know which, but you know what you're looking for in a quarterback.
Absolutely.
What are you looking for in a quarterback?
I think it's important that they're quick processors. Let me give you an example. And this was a strength of Drew's. It's a strength of Mahomes. During any given play in 7 seconds, he's going to point out the mic ID. He's going to send the receiver in motion. He's going to alert the back here for a check down. And he's going to alert Kelsey. It's cover zero. Like, he's a guy that gets in the car. And I'm the opposite now, right? I've got this new car. No, I'm dead serious, though.
No, I know where you're going with this. That's why I'm laughing.
I've got this new car, right? And I know how to turn the radio on. I get to my auto, 72 degrees, whatever that is, and I drive. All right? I never have it in. And these guys will
heat. You don't go through your driving progression?
No, these guys will
heat. Your driving tree?
They'll heat the back seats if you need it. They'll adjust. They get to the 50 buttons that are available. Heat warmers, seat warmers. I have no idea where my seat warmer is, but I know I have.
All right, that's enough of the seat warmers and stuff. I get what he's saying. You know, when he's saying, who says? Who's, you know, six guys? How do we really know it's six guys? I mean, there's probably going to be odds. Odds tell us, you know, history tells us that if we think there's going to be six quarterbacks, probably only one or two is going to work out. Okay, I get what he's saying. Do you buy that he doesn't even know their numbers on their jersey? Like, he hasn't done any? You haven't looked at any of these guys?
The Senior Bowl and the East-West Bowl were last weekend.
He was there. I mean,
I find it a little, you know, maybe he's just playing smoke and mirrors and, yeah, we're not looking at a quarterback, but we're actually looking at two.
Is there a chance that Russ really comes back? Do you believe Sean Payton at all when he says, listen, there's a spec, we needed a spark. If you needed a spark and that spark was nobody knows Jared Stidham, then you got a problem. Then, if you think that Jared Stidham is going to provide a spark over Russell Wilson, then you got to move on. If you truly believe that, and if you don't, the other reason you did it was because you knew you were done and you didn't want him to get hurt. So there's really no reason for that. There's really no outcome in that, in your brain, in my brain at least, that makes me think that that move wasn't anything other than just being done.
I do still think there is a chance.
I think
the contract is.
You think there's pressure by ownership and management on Sean Payton to not make this move?
Possibly. I mean, it's, you know, is it his team? Is it Payton's team? Is it the front office team? I don't know if Payton's going to be diving into the numbers and, you know, hey, we got to fix the cap and we got to get this X amount over or under. And I think he's just more worried about getting a guy that can do what he said in his description. So I think there's a chance anytime you have that much money tied up, it's do we just kind of ride this out or do we, you know, hurt ourselves a little bit so that we can get better eventually?
I mean, when I heard him say all that, because he said that on several different shows and stuff on Radio Row and outside of Vegas or outside of the stadium. He said this a lot, that, hey, the Russ thing's not done. We're still evaluating this. And I suppose there could be a scenario where you look at it and go, okay, free agency's not going to work. We're not going to be able to afford that. The draft, I mean, who's really going to be there by the time we get up there? Russ could be better, kind of the enemy, you know, sort of deal.
I'm seeing rumors about the Patriots probably taking a quarterback at three. So that's probably three off the board.
It very well
can
could
Bo
be.
Can Bo Nix get his stock up enough to get into the top 15? I'm starting to think Penix isn't going to get in the first round.
Penix's name has really dropped. Especially, you know, again, the performance in the national championship game forced a lot of people, I think, to dig deep into how he handles pressure, like physical pressure, like from a defense. The injuries thing, that's not going away. That's always been a concern.
The left tackle, right tackle switch up you have to make.
True. And I mean, if he lit it up in the national championship game and he was making all the right throws under all that pressure, that might ease a lot of people's mind on the injury thing, because it's like, hey, the risk is worth it.
Is J.J. McCarthy somehow rising up draft boards?
Harbaugh thinks that he is the greatest quarterback in the history of the world. We'll take Herbert off your hands, but you take Russ's contract, and then you draft J.J. McCarthy, and then McCarthy can sit behind Russ for a year. How about that, Harbaugh?
Would he take a shot at a Mac Jones?
Would Peyton?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he wants somebody like Drew Brees. You got to find somebody that's like Drew Brees. Brees thinks, by the way, I didn't send you this clip, but Brees was interviewed about Alvin. He thinks Russ is done. He thinks he'll go somewhere else. Like he's all but confident in that. And he didn't. It wasn't like a negative thing. It was just, you know, it didn't fit. And I think there's a certain guy that Peyton needs to make the fit. So this is where I am with it. Are the Broncos winning the Super Bowl next year?
No.
Russ, Stidham, Nix, Penix. No, they're not.
Jameis Winston?
No, but I did watch a Sunday conversation with Jameis Winston with Presley from Barstool.
Talking about crabs.
Yeah, Winston's awesome. Yes, I love him, but I'm staying true on this. stop screwing around. But I cannot help it. Jameis Winston is must-see television. So that would be really entertaining. You might as well just draft your guy this year. Your guy, and I'm not saying quarterback. I still think they should draft their quarterback. But you might as well just draft your guy and then tank. Because this is not the solution. This isn't the way to go. You're looking at the Chiefs, and they have a dynasty. Joe Burrow will be back next year. Lamar Jackson is the most electrifying man in all of sports entertainment. The AFC is not getting any easier. It's not. Shout out to my boy Tom, who just sent me a text, listening up in Wheatland, Wyoming. Coverage is solid up there, Tom. Great. Appreciate you, my man. Launster, what is on your mind? Launster on the First Advantage Hotline, 970-353-1310.
Hey, first of all, happy Monday there to you.
Yeah, happy Monday to you too, my friend.
Yeah. You know, that was a good game yesterday.
It was
very entertaining.
It had a little bit of everything, you know. It was a defensive battle in the first half. You had the longest field goals ever. You had guys getting hurt just running out onto the field, which was really sad with Greenlaw. And then you had epic comebacks, epic meltdowns, poor decision-making. I mean, everything that goes in typically to a pretty good game.
Yeah, it was. I mean, that was a whole mix of game watching for sure.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. So what's on your mind, my man? Just kind of about the game?
Yeah, you know what? I think what hurt San Francisco was that missed field goal, and then that the kick after the kind of block that kind of hurt them there too.
Yeah, the missed extra point was a big deal. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Changed. I mean, if they could have had that, I think they could have won that game there.
Changed the trajectory of this game, no question about it.
Yeah, and then too, I don't think Shannon didn't know the rules. He's going like, "What?
Do you think that he really didn't know the rule?"
You know, I don't know. I'm going to say no. I mean, if he did, he sure didn't prove it.
Because I don't think there's one person defending, you know, receiving the opening overtime kick. I don't think there's anybody defending that today.
No, there isn't, and I didn't know the rules on that myself either. So I'm going to kind of go. I don't think he knew the rules. And here, Kansas City, they were just fired up, ready to go.
Yeah, Kansas City, at least the important ones seem to know. Lonster, appreciate the call. What's for lunch today, man? You still recovering from Super Bowl dinner and snacks and all that stuff?
Yeah, I am. I had a hamburger for lunch.
That's it? Just a hamburger? Nothing crazy?
Yeah.
No sides? No sauce? What are we doing here?
Nope, just a hamburger. You know.
No cheese on that?
You know what? I was going to do it, but I figured, hamburger just kind of sounded good at the time, you know?
Well, you got to do what makes you feel right, Lonster. Appreciate the call, my man.
Guys, have a good day.
You too. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I was going to do a Super Bowl poll question today, Angel, but I was Super Bowled out. We did every day last week, we did a Super Bowl-related question. We're turning the page here. The NFL season is over. The Niners did what I predicted they would, or the Niners. Well, they did. They did do what I predicted them to do. The Chiefs did what I predicted them to do. I'm not happy about it. I'm actually more depressed about it than I thought because of the Super Bowl trophy. It kind of held it up. It held a mirror up for me where I just looked at it and I'm like, this is awful. Our GOAT is handing you your third trophy in 4 years. That is depressing. And I'm tired. So what is it going to take? Is it a quarterback? Is it Russ? Is it free agent? Is it Jameis Winston? I don't know, but I don't think it's... I think the only way to go is to draft that guy. Find your guy that fits and grow with him, man.
Well, there are 31 other teams that are asking themselves different types of questions. How do we beat that team?
How do you beat Mahomes? And honestly, how do you beat Baltimore? How do you beat Cincinnati? Like, these are not... Those teams are not going away anytime soon. So, I mean, you're listening to Chris Jones talk at the end of the game. He said, he's like, I still think once we beat Baltimore, that was it. Like, I knew. He's like, Baltimore was the best team in the NFL. He's like, I still think they're the best team in the NFL. We just got them. That's going to be a team that's going to freak a lot of people out. The Bengals are going to freak a lot of people out. Your Dolphins are going to probably be right there in the mix. The Bills will probably be there in the mix.
I hope not. I hope so on the first one. Not the
They will. I mean, that's where we are. You just look around. Are the Chargers going to become legit with Harbaugh and Herbert? I don't know.
Herbert.
Maybe. 40 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break. What did we think of the commercials in the Super Bowl? Anything that stood out to you? If they don't stand out at 12:40 the following Monday, then they probably weren't. If you can't remember them, they probably weren't good. Well, but first, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Ali Farouk-Manesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to The Hall Show on 1310 KFKA.
Got a fun night planned on Friday night. Cannot wait for this. United Way Night, presented by KFKA at the Colorado Grit game on Friday, February 16th. Join us and the United Way in celebrating all that the United Way does for our wonderful community at the Greeley Ice House at 7:15, February 16th. We're going to be there. United Way members are going to be there. We're going to drop the puck. We're going to compete in ice soccer hockey, which they're changing the roster up on us now, is what I hear. So you're going to watch Angel, Tanner, and me play ice soccer hockey. You can for like 2 minutes, and that will be the sideshow. You're there for the grit, obviously. You're there to honor United Way. And then for 5 seconds, you know, we're like one of the bad commercials. We're like this, you know, name the worst commercial in that in the Super Bowl. We're probably that.
Anything from Homes.com.
You didn't like those?
Those were annoying.
They didn't care for them. It wasn't great. The Ben Affleck one was good.
Yeah. In terms of star power, it was all right.
I thought it was going to be bad when I first. But I thought Ben Affleck going into the Goodwill Hunting deep Boston accent and the Matt Damon dropping the how do you like them donuts. Like, that was good. Yeah. Him not wanting to be there. Tom Brady. Like, that was all right. I liked the early one. I don't know. I'm guessing it counts, but it was a commercial for NFL Sunday Ticket on YouTube, YouTube TV, and it showed a bird watcher out there, and he's like, oh, they're flying south for the winter, and it shows football players flying, Seahawks and Eagles and everything, and then it was like they had a bunch of Ravens. They're all in their uniforms and helmets and everything. That was an early one, though. I don't know if it constitutes inside the Super Bowl, but it was right before we got to the coin toss, I believe. I liked that one. I like the bird watching thing, personally. I'm a 90-year-old man. But it was funny. What else? What else am I missing?
The Christopher Walken one was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was good.
Here's your coffee. Yeah.
Well, that was good, and I liked that a lot of the impressions weren't very good, because that's kind of how it's supposed to be. And somebody said, yeah, and then he sits down and looks across, and there's Usher. That was good.
It's your table.
Give me a...
Driving a car, it's BMW, it's fast, electric.
Yeah. It's okay.
You gotta work on it.
This is one you gotta work on, man. You know,
see, lady, walking the dog.
Yeah,
dog's furry.
That's good. Now you're getting it. Yeah, it's just gonna take some work, but you'll get there. You're on your path. You're on your journey.
Paramount Plus was good with Patrick Stewart and Tua and all those folks.
Yeah, and I saw that when I saw the mayonnaise one too. I saw that those on video first.
Clever, but not poorly executed.
That wasn't.
Like,
it just
meow, like. Oh, it's a cat saying mayo. Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. The He Gets Us ads were always kind of positive, right? About accepting everybody. Those are nice. Obviously, it's kind of it's around Jesus and acceptance and all that stuff. Those are nice. I'm kind of more set where I'm like in the comedy mode. The commercials that have comedy get me.
So did you like the Reese's one? Like, we're making kind of,
and they're freaking out.
Stuff.
And the guy dips his head in the soup. And
yeah, we were all watching that one, and when it ended, we were all pointing at different things on the screen, like, oh, did you see the old lady? I'm like, no, I was looking at the dog in the hula hoop. Like,
yeah, that one wasn't bad.
It's one of those, like, just goofy commercials.
Did anything stand out? I mean, the Deadpool trailer, there was two of them. Weren't there two of them? Or was there just one?
It was just the teaser. And
just the teaser.
The full trailer's online.
The full trailer, I saw that one too. But yeah, that's...
Twisters? Plural?
So is it a sequel?
I don't know.
Or is it just different?
I've never seen Twisters, so...
It's all right.
No, it's Kansas and tornadoes. And
tornadoes.
Speaking of Dorothy, Wicked. That's a thing.
Yeah, I have zero interest in that movie.
All the girls at the group were like, we're all going to see that. And us guys were like, should we go see that movie all together? Like,
is it Wizard of Oz or is
it's
it?
It's like a prequel to Wizard of Oz. It's a Broadway play.
Why do we keep stuffing that story down our shoving it in our face?
Timeless.
I'm good with it not being there anymore. Like the old one was still, you know, it was different, but
there was the weird Bass Pro Shop boat commercial. I thought that was just like weird. It was just a straight up ad for here, come buy our boats at Bass Pro Shop. Like,
I might have missed a couple.
It was like, I don't need a boat, but
I didn't like the party in the back, the
mullet. I don't think I might have been getting food at that time.
So it was for the Kawasaki thing, wasn't it?
Yes.
I didn't like that because it didn't make sense. It said party in the, or it said business in the front, party in the back. But the tailgate, the truck bed is in the back. Shouldn't that be business side? And then the party is in the front because that's where the power and you're driving. It looks sexy. The back should be business because it's the bed. It's where you're putting things. So it didn't really work. And then they flew by and made everybody a redneck or something. It didn't. I don't like that one.
Michael Cera's skin cream.
That was kind of funny. It was going to be terrible until it turned out that he was pitching them the idea. So that was pretty funny. That worked. The singing one with the Scrubs guys and then Aqua dude.
Oh, yeah. That was funny.
Aquaman. It was all right. But they already did that video with the Nerds candy. Mm-hmm. The Nerds candy.
The gummy cluster one?
Yeah, they did
that
the same thing. That
got a weird reaction from
I was group. Not into that.
We were like, what's this red gelatin thing dancing? Oh, it's Nerds.
And they did the same dance that the Scrubs guy and Aquaman did. Yeah. So I'm like, wait, you're ripping.
You can only do one.
You can't do that. You can't do it twice.
Ross and Rachel on.
I saw that one before, too. That was on video. A video I saw somewhere. That was pretty good. What else? I'm trying to remember any of the other.
See one with France gives the Statue of Liberty. I'm like, oh, what are we going to give France? Like, they like cheese.
Oh, that was good. That was because
like,
that's all.
Cheese platter.
That's me all the time. Crap, he got me a gift. She got me a gift. Now I have to get him something. Well, this is the Statue of Liberty. Now we have to get them something, and they gave him a cheese.
Giant cheese board.
Just
and they're all like, something in blue. That's cheese.
Yes, cheese. Yes, that will work. Texter Aaron says, one thing I didn't understand in all the rednecks side-by-side commercials were the helmets. Rednecks don't wear helmets, said Aaron. Yeah, well, like I said, I didn't get the phrasing of it. I know what a mullet is. It's business in the front, party in the back. But if you're driving a vehicle with a bed that you can put stuff in, it's business in the back, party in the front.
Are you going to become a Temu shopper?
Don't know what that is. Still don't know.
It's knockoff Amazon. And
they played the crap out of that. They played the crap out of that ad, and I heard it was terrible.
How about South Dakota putting out their own ad?
I missed that one.
Oh, they didn't like, this is the story of
state. Yeah, no, never mind. It was so bad of an ad that I didn't know what it was about. I knew that was the song. Yeah. Halfway through the song, I just started thinking of that crappy song, and then I'm like, back
with
in the 90s.
A bison head on. That was kind of goofy looking.
Yes, it was weird. There wasn't a lot of over-the-top weird like I've seen last year.
The Doritos grandmas fighting over the chips.
Yeah.
That was kind of entertaining.
That was entertaining. Bud Light missed it with the Bud Light Genie or whatever.
We enjoyed
you
that.
You like that?
One, he's like, I want a bicep, and he just gets the one bicep.
That was yeah, okay. That part was somewhat interesting. Favorite commercial then? What was your?
Either probably the Reese's, Paramount, or Christopher Walken.
I'm going to stick with the Ben Affleck one just because it took me back to the Good Will Hunting movie. Because that was a good movie. And it was funny that J-Lo's like annoyed with him and then she tells Tom Brady he can stay. That was kind of funny.
I think overall I'd give the Super Bowl halftime game commercials probably a solid 7.5.
Yeah, Flying Dutchman says, the business in the front is the powerful motor. The bed in the back is where you keep your cooler and your beverages. That's the party. No, you're working. You're using that to work, though. So the bed...
have the engine to run.
Yeah, but you don't see that. You don't see the engine, you know, when you're driving. It's like me saying, the brain is the business. No, you don't see that. You see the hair, bro. Come on. You got to do better than that. You need J.J. Watts there. 12. That's party all over. 12:52 the time. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. On Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The Bears and the Rams had two of the best college basketball players in the country. Will they be enough to lead their teams to the big dance? For all things NoCo Sports, keep it here on 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
12:56 the time. Welcome back in. Flying Dutchman says, most people buy those ATVs for recreation, not working on a farm. I beg to differ. I'm a farmer. I grew up on a farm. We had three of them. They actually are very great. Putting hay bales in the back of. Second, why are you putting a cooler of beer? You shouldn't be drinking and driving. Are we promoting that on that show? No, I don't think so. No, I didn't like the ATV one. It wasn't good. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. When we come back, I'm going to get into buy or sell, some Super Bowl-related stuff here. And then I'm going to get to overtime rule. We'll kind of rehash some of that. Kyle Shanahan should... I mean, is he in trouble? Is he in some trouble right now? We'll talk about that. Is Patrick Mahomes really the GOAT already? I mean, he needs four more titles. But man, he makes it look so freaking easy out there. Final hour of the program coming up next.